The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
The governor stressed the urgency of the related problems.
Climate change is happening. It's going to have a dramatic impact on the Virginia economy. You look at Hampton Roads, I don't have to tell any of you who live in Hampton Roads region or travel there on a rainy day that half the roads are closed. If you go back and look at The Hague back in 1920, it used to flood maybe 2 or 3 hours a year. Today it floods hundreds of hours a year. It is a serious issue.
The panel discussed developing a strategy to enhance environmental literacy and creating a trusted online clearinghouse for the public. Senator Barbara Favola said many information sources exist, but decision makers need a reliable central resource center.
There are land use questions integral to this. There are transportation questions integral to this. There's a lot of economic development questions because homes can be affected by flooding and changes in floodplains.
The many proposals considered include adjusting existing state funding streams, establishing renewable energy procurement targets for agencies, and creating a public-private New Virginia Bank to fund adapting buildings, energy efficiency, and renewable resource technologies. In Richmond, I'm Anne Marie Morgan.